Listen. But even these bad things God promises will work out to our good.
尽管这些悲剧，但是我们都知道，神会让我们得益处。
And then the words work together means present action.
另外，这个相互效力是现在式。
That means that God who is control works all things continually to our good.
意思是持续不断，上帝持续不断互相效力，让我们得益处。
God is actively involved to work out things to our ultimate good.
神主动参与所有的事。
And that means that God is in control of both the means and the end.
神控制我们人生所有的过程和结果，让我们得益处。
I want to give you my personal story that illustrates Romans 8:28.
我个人的经验可以让你们更加了解罗马书八章二十八节。
When I was a child, I was a very happy and outgoing child.
我从小乐观外向。
And people tell me when they were with me, they had to smile.
我经常带给周围的人笑容。
I was my mother's favorite son.
母亲最疼爱我。
You see, I had an older brother who died before I was born when he was just 2 months old.
我出生以前有个哥哥在两个月大的时候就夭折了。
So I was the son that was supposed to replace my brother.
所以我的诞生就是要取代这位哥哥。
I was supposed to bring happiness and to replace the sadness that my brother's passing brought about.
带给母亲快乐，忘掉丧子之痛。
But when I was 4 years old, I became very ill.
但我四岁的时候得了一场大病。
And it changed me.
它改变了我。
I became very uninterested in life.
我对人生失去了兴趣。
And the happiness I once had was gone.
然后对一切事情都没有，不再乐观。
My mother took me to the doctor.
母亲带我去看医生。
And the doctor told my mother, your son is very sick with a serious kidney disorder and he will not live long.
说我有严重的肾脏病，可能活不久。
And so for the next several years, the hospital became my home.
所以未来几年，医院就是我的家。
And it was a terrible place.
医院不是好的地方。
The doctors gave me medicines to weaken my immune system.
药物影响了我的免疫功能。
So they had to isolate me. The doctors had to isolate me in a crib with bars.
他们把我放在隔离的小床。
And I never saw any other children.
我只能远远地看到别的小病人。
They were all so far away.
所以只能很远地看到别的人。
And the only one I got to know as my friends were the cleaning ladies, and they couldn't get close to me.
打扫女工成了我唯一的朋友，甚至连他们也不能跟我靠近。
I saw plenty of nurses and doctors, but I didn't care for them.
很多医生护士照顾我，但我讨厌他们。
Because they were the ones who stuck me with needles and cut open my arms to give me transfusions.
因为他们来不是打针就是灌药。
They had to tie me down because I would fight against them.
他们要把我五花大绑，因为我反抗。
I tried to stop them from hurting me.
因为我怕痛，所以不断的挣扎。
But I couldn't.
但是我没有办法。
I felt helpless.
我感到无助。
I felt scared and lonely.
觉得说。
After a while, I gave up.
所以最后我放弃希望。
I thought I will be miserable and my life will be miserable and I can't do anything about it.
认为我的人生一直就会这样不幸的悲惨。
To this day, I have vivid memories and nightmares of that terrible time in the hospital.
甚至到今天我还会做医院的噩梦。
But I did have one special visitor every night.
不过我每天都有一位特别的访客。
That was my mother.
那是我的母亲。
She came every night at 6 o'clock.
到了晚上六点钟，她一定来看我。
She was busy during the day taking care of my sister, brothers, and many cousins.
她白天的时候忙着照顾我的兄弟姐妹还有表兄妹。
So when evening came, I began looking for her.
所以每天晚上我就期望她的来访。
I wanted the day to pass by quickly so I can see my mother.
我希望白天很快过去，期待母亲来看我。
And I was so happy when she came.
所以他来的时候我非常高兴。
She made me smile.
他会逗我笑。
She told me what was going on with the family.
告诉我家里发生的事情。
But then she had to go.
但是时间到了他就要走。
The time passed by quickly.
时间过得很快。
8 o'clock came.
八点就是访客结束的时间。
And back in those days, visiting hours were held very strictly.
那个时候医院严格执行访客时间。
And I could tell when visiting hours was coming to an end.
我可以知道访客时间快要结束了。
Because my mother would have a tear in her eye and she would begin choking up.
那个就是我母亲勉强含住泪水的时候。
And then I got that big sinking feeling in my heart.
所以我就知道他快要离开了。
And I began crying uncontrollably.
我也会开始哭泣。
I had to wait another 24 hours before my mother would come.
因为要再等24小时才能见到母亲。
And so when she left, I was again alone in my crib with bars isolated from everyone.
她离开的时候只有我独自一个人在隔离的病床。
That time in the hospital felt like an eternity of torment.
所以我感觉我在医院就是永恒的受到折磨。
But there were also times of hope when I was in the hospital.
但是在医院里头还是有希望。
Because God would visit this pitiful four-year-old boy.
但是上帝怜悯来访问我。
He gave me the strength to go through all that pain and sorrow.
他给我能力走过这段痛苦悲伤的时期。
He also showed me that this world was temporary.
他让我知道人生是短暂的。
And that there was a better life with him.
永恒与神同在的未来会更美好。
And I also felt a great emptiness in my soul.
但我也感到灵魂的空虚。
A great big hole that was so uncomfortable that it hurt.
好像内心有个大空洞，非常痛苦，非常不舒服。
And I was so anxious and so desirous for God to fill it.
我坐立不安，期待这个空虚能够被填满。
God gave this four-year-old boy these serious thoughts of the meaning of life.
上帝给我这个四岁的小孩思考人生的意义。
And I'm so thankful that he did.
所以我非常感谢他。
When I was about 10 or 11 years old, my immune system became stronger and they let me out of the hospital.
当我10岁、11岁左右，我的免疫系统变得比较强壮，所以可以出院。
I could be with other people now.
可以跟一般人相处。
But I never felt comfortable with other people.
但是我已经习惯独处，在别人面前反而不自在。
I always preferred to be alone.
我宁可自己一个人。
I got used to that in the hospital.
因为我在医院里头就是这个样子。
So even though I was outside the hospital, I would spend most of my time alone on my bed, thinking about God, thinking about eternity, thinking about the meaning of life.
所以虽然离开医院，我宁可还是躺在床上思考上帝和人生的意义。
I had this great empty feeling that I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me.
我觉得内心空虚，我到底是谁？
The only one I liked to be was my mother.
我只喜欢和母亲在一起。
She would always be busy at her sewing machine.
她常常忙着踩缝纫机。
And that's where I'd like to go.
我就愿意坐在她的旁边。
Because I like to be with my mother.
因为我愿意跟她在一起。
And she would do all the talking.
她会跟我讲话。
And I would just listen to her.
我只是听，很少回话。
My mother wanted me to become a doctor.
母亲让我知道她希望我成为一个医生。
And she let me know it.
她让我确定知道。
She became very close to the doctors in the hospital, respected them, loved them, and wanted me to be a doctor too.
因为住院的时候，她常常跟医生接触，她感谢医生照顾我。
You see, I had to be a doctor.
所以我一定要做医生。
I had to please my mother.
我一定要让我母亲高兴。
She was my life.
她是我的生命。
And I couldn't imagine failing her.
我绝对不能让她失望。
That was my purpose in life at that time.
那是我人生在那个时候人生的目的。
So when I was in high school, I had to get straight A's.
所以我进高中，我一定要拿非常好的成绩。
I was completely focused on that.
专心一致念书。
So gone were my feelings of emptiness.
所以我没空感到人生意义的空虚。
Gone were my thoughts of the meaning of life.
我也不去寻找人生的意义了。
I had no time for that.
因为我没有时间。
I had to get all A's.
因为我一定要拿最好的成绩。
And when I went to college, it was worse.
上大学的时候我要更加努力。
I had this great fear that I would fail and not get into medical school.
我怕我的成绩不好进不了医学院。
And that I would fail my mother.
我不能让母亲失望。
And I felt that studying would never end.
书好像永远念不完。
And then the day came.
终于有一天来临。
I got a letter of acceptance to medical school.
收到医学院的入学通知。
I was happy.
我很高兴。
I had done it.
我目的达到了。
I was able to please my mother.
我可以让我母亲高兴。
I was happy, but just for a short time.
但是我的快乐持续很短。
And then that empty feeling came back.
然后那个空虚的感觉又回来了。
I thought my problem was I was too shy and I had low self-esteem. And I thought if I became a doctor, all those bad feelings would go away.
也许我是太内向，自尊心不强。等我成为医生，这些问题都会消失了吧。
I thought if I would make my mother proud, then I would feel self-esteem and I would be okay.
成为医生是母亲的光荣，一切都会没问题。
But I wasn't okay.
尽管如此，我不快乐。
And I wasn't happy.
我不快乐。
Soon after that, someone invited me to church to hear the preaching of the gospel.
后来有一个人请我去教堂听见传福音。
And my pastor, Dr. Heimer, preached the gospel.
我的牧师 Dr. Primer.
That was the first time I heard the gospel presented so clearly.
这是我第一次有人清楚地解释福音给我。
You see, I was raised a Catholic.
我本来是天主教。
And I heard all about Jesus.
我听过这个耶稣。
I heard that he died on the cross to pay for my sins.
我知道他在十字架上为我的罪而死。
But I never knew that he died for me personally.
但是我不了解他是为我个人死亡。
It never clicked.
从来没有让我了解。
And so when the pastor preached, I was blown away.
所以当听到这个讲道的时候，我深深的被感动。
I knew I needed Jesus.
我知道我需要耶稣。
I knew that empty side in me was because I didn't have Jesus.
因为我是空虚，是因为我生命中没有耶稣。
I knew that that was my great sin.
我了解那是我最大的罪。
And so I felt unclean during the preaching.
所以我感到污秽不堪。
I knew I needed the blood of Christ.
我需要耶稣的宝血。
I felt God's power upon my heart.
我觉得上帝的能力充满我。
I couldn't resist God's calling me.
我不能再拒绝他的呼召。
I didn't want to resist.
我不愿意抗拒。
God spoke to my heart.
上帝向我的心讲话。
God drew me to Christ and I was saved.
上帝解救了我。
That was 37 years ago.
那是37年以前。
And ever since, I thank God for Christ.
从此我时时刻刻感谢上帝和救主耶稣。
And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Can you see now why Romans 8:28 is my life verse?
你们了解这个为什么是我人生的金句了吧？
God caused all those bad things in the hospital to work for my good.
上帝让我在医院的不好经历互相效力，让我得益处。
Through these hard times, God was creating in me this void, this longing of God through Christ.
在那些困难时光，上帝让我渴望他。
God was preparing me, working things out for me to trust Christ.
准备我的人生来信靠他。
Hallelujah and praise God.
荣耀归于主，赞美主。
The great Christian Augustine lived 1600 years ago.
1600年以前，有位著名的基督徒奥古斯丁。
Yet I feel a very close bond to him.
对我来讲，他很有亲和力。
Because God in his mercy gave us the same experience in our souls.
我们都有上帝怜悯我们灵魂的经验。
Augustine said in his confessions, Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds rest in thee.
他有一篇铭文认罪，写道，上帝为自己创造了我们，我们的心不得安宁，直到我们找到上帝给我们的平安。
God made my heart restless and empty until it found rest in God through Christ.
上帝让我的心空虚，使我终于从耶稣找到上帝给我的安息。
Second, to whom is this promise made?
第二，这个应许是向谁做出来？
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
就是按照他旨意被召的人。
Now, this promise of God is not for all people.
神的应许不是给所有的人。
It is only to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
而是限于爱神的人，就是按他旨意被召的人。
You see, only a true Christian can love God.
因为只有真正的基督徒才能爱神。
Because when a person trusts Christ, Christ changes his heart, his nature.
因为基督徒决志信耶稣的时候，神给他一个新的本质。
And the Apostle John said, we love him because he first loved us.
因为使徒约翰说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
No one can love God until Christ changes your heart.
没有人能爱神，直到耶稣改变他的内心。
And every Christian has received a call from God.
每个人都被接受呼召。
They have received the promise of an inward, effectual call to trust Christ.
他们从内心深处来信靠耶稣。
The Bible says, for the promise is unto you, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:39.
在使徒行传二章三十九节讲到，因为这应许是给你们的，就是主我们的神所招来的。
Oh, how wonderful it is to be a Christian.
身为基督徒多么美好。
And how marvelous is God's grace. He has called us to God through Christ, and we can enjoy him.
神的恩典多么奇妙。
Third, why is this promise made?
第三，神为何做出这个应许？
Here's the blessing.
这是他的祝福。
Romans 8:28 is God's promise to all Christians.
罗马书二十八节，八章二十八节是基督徒最大的应许。
But why does he make this promise?
但是为什么他有这个应许？
Certainly, one of the reasons is because God loves us and wants to do good to us.
当然，神爱他的子民，希望我们得益处。
But the purpose is deeper than that.
但是有更深的意义。
Because Christians are part of God's grand plan to glorify His Son, Jesus Christ.
因为基督徒是上帝最终的计划，来荣耀基督。
After he promises us that all things work together for good, the next verse says, For, or because, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son.
因为下一节二十九节说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以我们都是圣子耶稣的弟兄，耶稣是长子。
This is God's great plan for Christ to be the firstborn of many brethren.
这是上帝伟大的计划，耶稣是长子，我们是他的弟兄。
And the word for or because connects his promise to us with his great plan to glorify Christ.
这个就是他的计划，让我们来荣耀耶稣基督。
And you cannot separate the two.
这是不可分开的。
How do we know that God will work all things together for our good?
我们怎么知道凡事互相效力得益处？
Because he plans through eternity past. God planned to glorify Christ, and we are part of his plan to be part of Christ's brethren.
因为在以前，上帝就有他的计划，然后我们是他计划的一部分，一起来荣耀耶稣基督。
And to be conformed to be like Christ.
模样造成耶稣的样式。
And God will accomplish His plan.
上帝会完成他的计划。
He will work it out in your life, whether it seems bad, whether it seems good. God is working in you through the events of life to make you more like Jesus Christ.
不管你经历的好坏，他都会利用这些，让你越来越像耶稣的模样。
So we don't look at what's happening to us now.
所以我们看看现在对我们自己发生的事情。
This world is not our own.
这个世界并不是我们自己的。
We're just passing through.
我们只是一个过客。
We are sojourners in a strange land.
我们只是在这个异国的旅客。
We are pilgrims.
我们是朝圣的人。
Our love is not in this world.
我们的目的不是在这个世界上。
Our love is with the Father.
我们的目的是要与
同在。And so the Apostle Paul wrote,being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6.
腓立比书一章第六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣的日子。
This good work that God is doing is molding you to be like his son.
这个善功就是神磨造你成为耶稣的样式。
That began the moment you trusted Christ.
在你信靠耶稣的那个时刻就开始。
And it will end when Jesus comes.
直到耶稣再来的时候完成。
The Apostle John wrote, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
使徒约翰写道，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。
But we know that...When he shall appear, when Christ shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2.
但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真相。约翰一书三章第二节。
Praise God, we shall be like Christ.
赞美主，我们会像耶稣基督。
All the money in the world will never give you that happiness.
所有的钱并不能带给你快乐。
You see, his promise is not a shallow promise.
他的应许不是浅薄的。
He doesn't mean that life will be without troubles.
并不是说人生没有麻烦。
It certainly doesn't mean that your life will be filled of money and wealth.
也不是应许金钱跟财富。
God may bless you in that way, but that's not the promise.
他可能会给你，但是那并不是他最终的应许。
It doesn't mean that your life on earth will be perfectly happy.
甚至不是应许人生是完美快乐。
It may be full of trouble.
也许有很多困难。
But Christians have an eternal perspective.
可是基督徒有永生的盼望。
So we know that whatever happens, ultimately we will be like Christ, and God is working through our life to make us more like Christ.
不管我们人生遭遇再坏，我们还是会达到最好的艺术，成为耶稣的模式。
We should never be discouraged.
我们永远不需要灰心。
Even in times of great tragedy,
碰到困难的时候。
That's the attitude that Job had.
这个就是约伯的态度。
Listen carefully.
仔细地听。
Speaking of God, he said, though God slays me, yet will I trust him.
他讲到上帝，他必杀我，而我仍然信靠他。
That is ultimate trust in God.
这是信靠神的最高境界。
Trusting God to work all things together for good is more important than life itself.
信靠他会让万事效力，比生命本身还要更重要。
Consider the Christians in the house churches in China.
我们考虑到中国内地的家庭教会。
They have to hide from the communists.
他们要躲避共产党。
They have a very difficult life.
日子很难过。
Some are sent to prison simply for being Christians.
只要基督徒都可能被关监牢。
But they are not troubled.
但是他们不以为意。
They don't complain.
也不抱怨。
There's a great revival happening right now in China where millions are coming to Christ.
中国有很大的奋兴，上百万人接受耶稣。
They're excited about Christ and they're telling other people about what Christ has done for them.
他们很兴奋地传扬耶稣。
And they are blessed in their souls.
然后他们的灵魂受到蒙福。
And they say, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被召的人。
We thank God for including us in his great plan.
我们感谢神用我们来完成他宏伟的计划。
We thank God for giving us his promise that all things in our life will work together for our good.
感谢他应许万事都互相效力，叫我们得益处。
And we especially thank God that he will make us like his son.
特别感谢他，信靠他，让我们更像圣子。
Glory to God, amen.
荣耀归于主，阿门。